In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. On WECE, I was talking about the prophet Jeremiah and what it means to be a prophet. Today, on WROL and on my half-hour stations, I'm reading a prophecy that was delivered by Father Michael Scanlon. He was the president of Steubenville University, and it was delivered to the National Service Committee on January 13th, 1980. Now you say, why would you read this today? Because what he was prophesying is happening today. 1980, and I'm going to do this slowly. First of all, this is not to scare people. This is to call people to repentance. This is to call me to repentance. I need to hear this more than you. The Lord says, hear my word. The time that has been marked by my blessings and gifts is being replaced now by the period to be marked by my judgment and purification. God doesn't judge us to destroy us. God judges us so that we would repent. God doesn't judge us so that we would feel like we're nothing. He judges us so that we would turn around and give our life back to Jesus Christ and becoming vessels of honor rather than vessels of impurity. What I have not accomplished by my blessings and gifts, I will accomplish by judgment and purification. So this judgment is to purify the church. My people, my church, is desperately in need of this judgment. They have continued in an adulterous relationship with the spirit of the world. We remember Hosea was asked to marry a prostitute because Israel had prostituted against the Lord. So my people, my church, is in desperate need of this judgment. They have continued in an adulterous relationship with the spirit of the world. They are not only infected with sin, but they teach sin, they pamper sin, they embrace sin, they dismiss sin. You know, sin is sin, I'm telling you. It's the best thing to call it out for what it is. Sin is sin, you know. When you go to confession, the priest says, that's not sin. It's not sin. What you just listen, sin is sin. Now, I know if it's a scrupulous person, that's another story. But, you know, let's just call sin for what it is. Missing the mark. Missing the mark. Falling away from grace. Falling away from Jesus. Falling away from the covenant. My people, my church is desperately in need of this judgment. They have continued in an adulterous relationship with the spirit of this world. They are not only infected with sin, they teach sin, they pamper sin, they embrace sin, they dismiss sin. Leadership is unable to handle it. Fragmentation, confusion throughout the ranks. Satan goes where he will and infects who he will. He has free access throughout my people, and I will not stand for him. Listen to this. You know, I'm a Catholic that's pro-choice. How can you be? How can you be? Yesterday we heard Biden say that, you know, he was pro-choice in his politics. How can you be a Catholic that's pro-choice? How can you be? How can you accept sin, the sin of killing an innocent life? How can you accept sin, the sin of destroying God's creation? How can you accept sin and call it choice? You know, let's call it for what it is. Abortion is killing. Euthanasia is killing. Physician-assisted euthanasia is euthanasia, is suicide. Suicide. Physician guided to kill is called suicide. And I'm telling you what it is. It's sin. And more we are accepting sin rather than being righteous and saying, this is sin and we have to turn from it. This is sin. We have to turn from it. It all started with birth control. When we took our sexuality into our own hands, and then it went from birth control to abortion, and what's now developing is now suicide. Physician-assisted suicide is suicide. It's all sin. It's all sin. Vote no on question two. It's all sin. It's departing from the law of God. It's departing from the love of God. It's taking our life in our own hands. Our death in our own hands. Life and death belong to the Lord. Do not belong to me. I'm too small. I'm too small. My shoes are too small to judge between life and death. Life and death belong to the Lord, not to me, and not to you, and not to our country, and not to the voters of Massachusetts. My people, specially blessed in this charismatic renewal, are now more under the spirit of the world than they are under the spirit of my baptism. They are more determined by fear of what others think of them than they are determined by fear of me, and fear of the power is so limited. Now, I'm talking about people that have been converted, all of us. I'm not only talking about charismatics, how we care more about what people think of us. If I say this, they might think I'm a fanatic, rather than care about what God thinks of us. You know, if Jeremiah thought that, he wouldn't be preaching. He wouldn't preach to Israel. And I tell you, his preaching brought consequences. His preaching brought consequences. And he was put in a cistern, and he was left to die, and, you know, taken off to Egypt, where he did die. I'm telling you, if we care more about what people say than what the Lord says, we're in trouble. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what's happened. We care more about what people say than what the Lord says. Therefore, your situation is very, very weak. Your power is limited. You cannot be considered at this point to be in the center of the battle and conflict that is going on. So this time is now upon all of you, a time of judgment, a time of purification. How do we notice the judgment in the United States? By the political figures that have been elected, by the political figures who have been elected, and also by the economy. God is judging us. He is judging us so that we would turn back to Him, so that we would give our life back to Jesus. He is judging us. He is not happy with us. That doesn't mean He wants to destroy us. No. No, nothing to do with destruction. Everything to do with repent. Turn away from your sins. Believe the gospel. Repent. Turn away from your sins. Believe the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord. That our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for love of us. That He was buried and that He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Repent and believe the good news. Don't worry about what the world thinks of you. Sin will be called sin. Satan will be unmasked. Fidelity will be held up for what it had, be it, and should be. My faithful servants will be seen and will come together. They will not be many in number. It will be a different and necessary time. There will be collapse, difficulties throughout the world, but more to the issue, there will be purification and persecution among my people. Yes, collapse. Our economy is collapsing. And where the your heart is, that's where the Lord is going to allow judgment. Our heart is in the economic system. Our heart is in the American dream. Our heart is in, it's all about us. It's all about us. We have neglected the Lord. We have forsaken the Lord. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me also. We includes me. We have forsaken the Lord. We have neglected the Lord. We have played around with the things of the world. We are afraid to tell people what we believe because they might think we're out of our minds. It is time for us to just admit who we are, that we belong to Jesus Christ, that no matter what, we are His and He is ours. And if that means persecution, hallelujah, let there be persecution. Let there be persecution. Throughout the world, people are being persecuted because they believe in Jesus Christ. Throughout the world, people are being killed today because they believe in Jesus Christ. I tell you, it happens in Nigeria. It happens in China. It happens in Muslim countries. This is the time for us to admit that we have forsaken the Lord. We are like Gomer, the wife of Hosea, and it's time to turn back to the Lord. Repent. It's time to say, oh God, forget not your grace toward us. Forget not your love toward us. Forget not your promises toward us. We are sorry, Lord. We are sorry. We have sinned against you. We have nothing but you and you alone. You are everything. There will be purification and persecution among my people. My friends, we can't get people to come to Mass. What will happen when there is persecution? What will happen when the economy goes down, when it costs $27 to buy a loaf of bread because the dollar isn't worth anything and it'll be day-old bread? What will happen? There will be looting in the streets. Where will my holy people be? Will they be on their knees? Will they be helping other people? Or will they be part of the looters? I tell you, my friends, I saw this in 1990. I saw the persecution coming to the church in 1990. Father Scanlon saw it in 1980. That's 32 years ago. 32 years ago. And we are living it now. You will have to stand for what you believe. You will have to choose between the world and me. You will have to choose what word you will follow and you will respect. And in that choice, what has been accomplished in the baptism and flooding of the gifts of my Spirit will be accomplished in the baptism of fire. My friends, I don't know if we're going to be able to take the baptism of fire. We're all a bunch of wimps. We're all a bunch of wimps, including myself. I will establish a baptism of fire. Yes, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and that fire will come upon you also. There were tongues as a fire that alighted over their heads. How many of us are going to be able to have that fire burn in us and burn out all the dross and burn out all the weeds and burn out all the garbage? How many of us are going to endure persecution, even if it means our life, that we need to persevere until the end? How many of us? How many of us? How many of us? Is this ever presented in the church? Do people present things like this in the church to make us ready? I'm being a watchman now, but I'm watching it for my own self because I have fallen short of the glory of God. I have fallen short of the glory of God. Never mind you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I have fallen short of the glory of God. And you know what? If the judgment comes and persecution comes, I pray that I'd be able to stand and stand up for Jesus, like I'm standing up for Jesus right now and nobody's hurting me. I pray that I'd be able to stand up for Jesus in the midst of persecution, in the midst of people wanting me dead. I pray that I'd be able to stand up for Jesus in persecution. You know, the devil will say, well, you know, you'll have 3 more years on the radio. Don't be persecuted. Don't preach what they don't want you to preach. Listen. 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 Proclaim the full gospel. Proclaim the blood of Jesus. Proclaim the resurrection of Jesus. Proclaim the cross. Proclaim His death. Proclaim His burial. Proclaim His resurrection. Proclaim, proclaim, proclaim. Proclaim that He is the only way, that no one comes to the Father except through the Son. proclaim, proclaim, proclaim. Do not be afraid of what they can do to your body, because the body is not forever. Be afraid of what they can do to your soul if you relent, if you turn away from the Lord. Yes, there will be persecution and purification. We can't get our people to come to Mass, never mind persecution. This is the year of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes from the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, our faith in the Messiah, our faith in Jesus Christ, who is both Lord and God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How many of us hear the Word of God? How many of us have clung to Jesus? How many of us have given our lives to Jesus? How many of us will endure persecution? Listen, we won't get to Mass on a Sunday if it's raining out. We won't get to Mass on a Sunday because I have a little headache. How many of us will be able to withstand the persecution if it comes and when it comes? And I tell you, my friends, I believe it is coming. I believe we're on the threshold of persecution. We in the United States have not experienced that. But that's why I say this election is one of the most important elections that we will ever, ever have in my life. We need to vote for the pro-life candidate. We need to vote for the pro-life candidate. We need to vote no on question two, which is physician-assisted suicide. The fire will move among you individually, corporately, in groups, and around the world. I'll read it again. The fire will move among you individually, corporately, in groups, and around the world. I will not tolerate the situation that is going on. I will not tolerate the adulterous mixture and the adulterous treating of gifts and graces and blessings with infidelity, with sin, with prostitution. My time is now among you. What you need to do is to come before me in total submission to my word, in total submission to my plan. We are called to be in total submission to his word which is truth, total commission to his plan. We are called to present our bodies as living sacrifices of praise, which is our reasonable worship. The total submission of this hour, what you need to do is to drop the things that are your own and things of the past. What you need is to see yourself in those for whom you have responsibility in light of this hour of judgment and persecution and purification. You need to see them in that way and do for them what will best help them to stand strong and be among my faithful servants, for there will be casualties. It will not be easy, but it is necessary. It is necessary that my people be, in fact, my people, that my church be, in fact, my church, that my spirit bring forth the purity of life, the purity and fidelity to the gospel. Yes, the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. And we know that in the early church after Pentecost, we know that Stephen was martyred because he believed in Jesus Christ. We know that James was beheaded because he believed in Jesus Christ. We see our brothers and sisters throughout the world that are suffering persecution because they believe in Jesus Christ. I'm going to read this through again. It is the prophecy given to the National Service Committee, January 13, 1980, by Father Michael Scanlon, who is a prophetic man. The Lord God says, "Hear my word. The time that has been marked by my blessings and gifts is being replaced now by the period to be marked by my judgment and purification. What I have not accomplished by the blessings and gifts, I will accomplish by judgment and purification. And again, judgment and purification so that we can turn back to the Lord. It is not that we would die. It is not that he hates us. It's that he puts this on us so that we would repent and turn back to the Lord. I continue reading. My people, my church, is desperately in need of this judgment. They have continued in an adulterous relationship with the spirit of the world. They are not only infected with sin, but they teach sin, they pamper sin, they embrace sin, they dismiss sin. Leadership is unable to handle it. Fragmentation, confusion throughout the ranks. Satan goes where he will and infects who he will. He has free access throughout my people, and I will not stand for this. It's very, very true. You know, very true. Sometimes, you know, the church is more of the world than it is of the Holy Ghost. The church can be more of the world than it is of the Holy Ghost. This is the year of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the year of faith that the Holy Father opened up. But there is no faith without proclamation. There is no faith without surrender to Jesus. There is no faith unless someone admits they have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. My people, especially blessed in this charismatic renewal, are more under the spirit of the world than they are under the spirit of my baptism. They are more determined by fear of what others will think of them than they are determined by fear of me and fear of infidelity to my word. Yeah, we are people pleasers. We don't want to overstep what we know. I tell you, God raised up a charismatic renewal so that we would be a prophetic move in the church. A prophetic move in the church. I tell you, if the church is not prophetic, I said it last week, it is pathetic. We need a prophetic arm of the church. I believe the charismatic renewal was given to us by the Holy Spirit so that we would be faithful to the Word of God, that we would be fearing God, not because we are afraid of Him, but that we reverence Him, and that we would speak out the truth in spite of what people believe, that we would not embrace sin, that we would not embrace sin, that we would be faithful to the Word of God and faithful to God Himself. Therefore, your situation is very, very weak. Your power is so limited. You cannot be considered at this point to be in the center of the battle and conflict that is going on. So this time is now upon all of you, a time of judgment and a time of purification. Again, the Lord doesn't judge us because He just wants us destroyed. He judges us so that we would repent. Sin will be called sin. Satan will be unmasked. Fidelity will be held up for what it is and what it should be. My faithful servants will be seen and will come together. They will not be many in number. It will be a difficult and necessary time. There will be collapse, difficulties throughout the world, but more to the issue, there will be purification and persecution among my people. You will have to stand for what you believe. Oh, Lord, give us the grace. We can't get people to come to Mass. Imagine having to stand for what we believe. You will have to choose between the world and me. You will have to choose what word you will follow and who you will respect. And in that choice that has been accomplished in the baptism and flooding of the gifts of the Spirit will be accomplished now through the baptism of fire. Yeah, fire. How many of us are going to endure the fire? How many of us are going to endure the persecution? Only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. The fire will move among you individually. It will move among you corporately. It will move among you in groups and around the world. I will not tolerate the situation that is going on. I will not tolerate the adulterous mixture and the adulterous treating of the gifts and graces and blessings with infidelity and sin and prostitution. My time is now among you. What you need is to come before me in total submission to my word, in total submission to my plan, in total submission to this hour. What you need to do is to drop the things that are your own and the things that are of the past. What you need is to see yourself and those for whom you are responsible for in the light of this hour of judgment and purification. You need to see them in that way and do for them what will best help them to stand strong and be among my faithful servants. For there will be casualties. It will not be easy, but it is necessary. It is necessary that my people be, in fact, my people. It is necessary that my church be, in fact, my church, and that my spirit bring forth the purity of life, the purity and fidelity to the gospel of Jesus Christ. O my Lord and my God, we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. O my Lord and my God, we have chosen the world before we have chosen you. O Lord, forgive us. O Lord, forgive us. O Lord, forgive us. O Lord, pour out your Spirit in a way that we've never experienced. Pour out your Spirit in a way through persecution, but also through the glory of God. O Lord, we are in need of the presence of God. We are in need of the glory of God. O Lord, we have sinned. O Lord, we have spit in your face. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, that we are more of the world than we are of the Spirit of God. We are more of the world than we are of the church. We are more of the world than we are of the kingdom. O Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O Jesus, send the Holy Spirit, for let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are in need of your Holy Spirit, God. We are in need of the Spirit of grace. We are in need of the Spirit of adoption. Oh, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not treated this tremendous gift of the Spirit with reverence. Forgive us, Lord, for turning away from you. Forgive us, Lord, and give us yourself. Come with yourself, Lord. You alone are what we need. You alone are what we need. You alone are what we need. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.